This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Newly elected U.S. Meat Export Federation Chair Randy Spronk is looking forward to continuing his career of advocating for the U.S. meat industry. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
A past president of the National Pork Producers Council and the Minnesota Pork Producers Association, Spronk has had connections with the USMEF for much of his robust career.
Actually started really more on the policy side here. A president of Minnesota Pork Producers, past president of the National Pork Producers Council, really worked hard through that career here to talk about free trade agreements, you know, lowering tariff, lowering non-tariff trade barriers, so we had more opportunities to export beef, pork, and lamb worldwide. From that, spent two terms on the executive committee of U.S. Meat Export Federation, and actually been in the officer rotation here for 3 years, so just assumed the chairmanship of U.S. Meat Export Federation, so pinnacle of the career.
Since 1999, Spronk has been on many trade missions around the globe, which he said are increasingly important for the U.S. red meat industry.
I'm going to tell you about my story. In 1999, I went on my first free trade agreement, or my first trip to Tokyo, Japan, with Governor Jesse Ventura. You know, was in USMEF offices in 1999, actually promoted U.S. pork and U.S. beef in 1999. Just returned there this last year with a Heartland tour. So 24 years later, you know, to go back and actually, you know, look at not only what's evolved in the U.S. industry, but also then how our foreign exports, you know, where we're at and what's happened there. 1999, we were a net importer of pork, not that many years before that. To today here, you know, 27 to 28% of our products are exported. So a big change that's happened. And so to go back, they're still a very valuable customer, but, you know, even their society's changed here.
Spronk added that those trade trips help industry leaders find the greatest value destinations for every cut of meat. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.